Hello and welcome to Watch What Crap Happens, a podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Yo Bros. Okay, I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. We are on Crappens on Demand today, so we can see some of you guys right now. Look at me. Look at you. Why? On your TV. And I'm very hurt, okay? Very, very hurt. So thank you to everybody who's on Patreon on Crappens on Demand watching us. If you guys want to, go sign up, okay? You can find a link to Patreon over on our website, watchatcrappens.com. There's also a link to our store where you can buy shirts, matches, hats, whatever. Tons of fun masks.
My mask just arrived. I'm so excited.
You're not wearing it, so it didn't really happen.
Well, they're still at our mailbox at the UPS store, unfortunately.
Well, so go get those. And before we get into this very exciting day of Real Housewives of New York City, Ben has a small business to shout out. Ben, take it away, okay?
Yeah. This is from Veronica, who wants to give a shout out to Cafe de Oya, which is an LGBT and immigrant-owned cafe in San Francisco's Mission District. Very cool. They specialize in dishes from the Oaxacan region of Mexico, including tamales, pozole, Oaxaca. I love Oaxacan food. It is so good, and we're very fortunate that we have so much access to it here in California. And they, of course, mole. And they also serve some regional coffee that is flavored with unique spices and also make a stellar Mexican hot chocolate. So go check out their Instagram at Cafe de Oya. So it's .sf. It's Cafe D-E-O-L-L-A. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was O-I-L. So Cafe D-E-O-L-L-A .sf. And if you're in that region, go help that restaurante.
No, yes.
Restaurante. I don't think that's even a word, but I just felt like adding flair today.
Go help each other out over there. Okay. So I had my notes open to Indian matchmaking because we covered that this week on the bonus episode. So that's also another fun thing. We really loved that from Netflix.
Love it. Yes.
But today is all about Real Housewives of New York City.
Great episode. So, so good. I think that. Here's a little hot take. I think this may have been Leah's best episode. I feel like this was the episode. Right. I mean, she's been crazy. You know, she's thrown torches and stuff like that. But this is the episode where I felt like the words she said were making me laugh the most. It wasn't just like, oh, she's being drunk and crazy. Like, she just kept walking up to Ramona and be like, you're a terrible person. You're awful. And it was just so great. Like, she finally has now reached that point on the cast where she is just like, fuck it. I'm saying this to your face right now.
Yeah, she has no shits to give, and I love that.
Yeah, that was great.
I personally loved that, you know, I think they're furthering this thing along that, like, if you want a wall built, Mexico is going to build a wall from from keeping these housewives out of there because they are so embarrassing. I mean, my God, yeah. Ramona alone. Like, can you please not Ramona-splain ceviche to the ceviche guy in Mexico?
I know. Please. It was like, I think it was her attempt to, like, build her occasional lifestyle brand on Instagram Live. You know how she does that every now and then? She's like, whoa, guess what? Today we're making cinnamon cookies. Okay, you take butter, and you can take flour, and you take cinnamon, and then it cuts off. And then she goes, and here they are. They're done. It's like, you didn't tell us the recipe.
Yeah, and it's like a gooey chicken breast or something. You're like, wait a minute. It's not what you said you were going to make.
So the episode opens up with Luann walking into a salon as if it were her own personal cabaret. She's like, hi, everyone. Hello. Oh, wow. Look at this wonderful team. Oh, there. Hey, girl, standing there with a black thing on. That's wonderful. It's great. Look, scissors. Love that for a salon. Wonderful. Welcome to my cabaret.
It reminded me of one Christmas I came home and I walked into my mom's bathroom and that's the first time I saw her wigs everywhere and I didn't know that she even wore them because they're getting so good, you know, and like hair pieces and stuff. And I was like, like, what kind of salon is this? It looks like a bunch of decapitated little heads everywhere, you know, if you don't know what you're like walking into.
Moira Rose's wall on Schitt's Creek, just like lots and lots of wigs everywhere.
Well, look, the whole team is set to go. Hey, Robbie. Hey, you over there. Hey, lady with the cream.
Angelo. Mwah. 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 Let me give loud kisses. Mwah. Mwah.
And of course, Angelo is a Bravo gay, and he's very Bravo gay. You know, he's like, hello. He's like a little helmet hair. He's like, welcome, honey, welcome. And she's like, the ladies are on their way. It's just going to be a fun spa day. Listen, this is awkward enough with just you bringing all these ladies to the wig spa, okay? But you're bringing the cast.
This is just like, at this point, I thought it was just going to be Luann. So I was like, okay, that's fine, you know? But I guess we should have known that something was awry when Luann's like, should I try on some bangs? Well, I'm waiting for the girls. I might as well put on some bangs, right? That's what I always say. I mean, I don't see myself in bangs, but it's kind of fun to see myself in bangs. Am I right? Marry, fuck, kill. Bangs, bangs, or bangs. Am I right?
Bang, bang. On the door, baby. And also, Luann, yes, you have had bangs, and actually, you had them last time you went to Mexico. Wait, not Mexico. Where did they go last time? Where she was like, hello, Chiquitas.
Yeah, that was Colombia.
Colombia, yeah. Yes, Colombia. So you've had bangs. I remember them quite well. Okay, appropriator. Yeah.
I actually didn't bang appropriator. I actually didn't mind her bangs. I actually feel like, you know, bangs are tough, and most women on Bravo really mess them up. Kyle Richards, I did not mind these bangs, oddly enough. I still like her without bangs more, but I was okay with them.
Yeah, it's really not fair to let Kyle ruin an entire industry or like an entire identity. Because, you know, a lot of people really identify with their bangs.
They do.
I've told you my friend who does commercials, she never worked until she got these bangs. She got like a really harsh haircut with like really harsh bangs. Girl, mm-hmm. I mean, I've never seen anybody make that much money in commercials that I knew in real life. I mean, it's the bangs, you know, so there's power in bangs. And
Harry Paulette has an entire career based on bangs.
You've got to really wield your bang power. You know, you can't just like let the bangs overtake you. Kyle Richards, idiot. Yeah,
the thing is that Kyle Richards has that like a hardcore 700 Club bang situation. So it's just not really working with the Beverly Hills vibe.
Yeah. Okay. So enough of Kyle's bangs. I'm still triggered, by the way, obviously from Beverly Hills. So sorry about all the Kyle Richards, but wow.
Oh, yeah. So Ramona shows up. And when Ramona shows up, that's when I started to get nervous. I was like, it was one thing. It was Luann. I figured she'd just say some tone deaf things like, well, ladies, since we've all been in shackles, am I right? Let's get some shackle-free nails done.
But then all right, ladies, choose your hairstyles. Time to lock it in. All right, ladies.
Ladies, I can assure you this is a safe space. There will be no bologna sandwiches thrown at anyone's face. And all mustard comes from a jar, not a packet.
No mustard packet facials here, ladies. Don't worry. So Ramona comes in. She's like, oh, my God. Hair, Luann. Whoa, I didn't even know who she was. You look like a totally different person. You know who you look like? You know who you look like? The famous actress, guy. The actress who married the older gentleman, guy.
What's her name? McPhee. McPhee. You look like McPhee, okay? McPhee. McPhee. Whoa, classic McPhee over there. McPhee, McPhee, McPhee.
When the housewives' worlds collide. I was surprised that Catherine McPhee
made her way onto Ramona's radar.
Yeah. So then we go to Dorinda and Leah in a car. Dorinda's picking up Leah to go to this thing. She's like, how's it going? Penny for your thoughts. Penny for your thoughts, but not a pile of pennies. Because that'll remind me of Richard. All right, don't do that.
Yeah. I actually had a penny for my thought earlier today, but I stepped on it and stuck in my foot now. Oh, well. So then we go back to the salon, and Luann's like, oh, well. You were in your element last night at that awful party, right? And she's like, you know what? So many people called and said they could feel the love, okay? I mean, like, I feel like I threw the party of the century, okay?
Yeah, at the party of the century. I got so many calls from people saying they had fun, okay? The only problem was Leah, okay? But okay, nothing's perfect. Nothing's perfect, am I right?
Leah and the actual party itself, which looked terrible.
Yes.
So then we go back to Leah and Dorinda in the car, and Leah's like, that party was like the Poconos, like Mount Airy Lodge. Like, I was expecting a heart-shaped jacuzzi, all right? Please tell me that's not where the cash strip is. Please. It's my first one. Please tell me. Please.
Yeah. It was like a douche commercial, all right? It's like, yeah, like Mount Airy Lodge. And she's like, no, like a douche commercial, you know, like a feminine product. That's what it was like. I mean, you know, it just seems weird to me at 63 years old that you have a birthday party for yourself, you know? Dorinda has this thing where it's so weird that after a certain age you have a birthday party. It's not weird.
Like, at a certain age, like, the birthday party matters. It's like, oh, you made it, you know? Like, get ready, yes. Dorinda, because you're going to be at that age soon, God bless, where every year you're going to have a big old birthday party and everyone's going to be celebrating you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Stop birthday shaming.
I'm still here. Number 65, the Ronnie Caron birthday parties. Still here. You're 66. I still got it, kids.
You're going to love me. So McPhee sings that song too, okay? So she's like, you know, the other thing is that Ramona, she literally asked every person to donate $100 so she could get a bag, which I did not realize, and that's hilariously tacky.
It's so Ramona, who talks about how rich she is in 1%, asked everybody to chip in $100 for a purse. And then
in lieu of a gift, I'd like you to make a donation to my bag fund. Thank you.
Yes, she's one of those Facebook posts. Instead, you know what? I have a charity called Gucci, okay? And so it shows the party where she gets the purse and she goes, thank you, because everybody got her the gift. She's so tacky. And Lee's like, well, at least she has a real Gucci now because that other one she's been carrying around is fake.
And then we go back and Ramona's prattling on about Avery. She's like, you know what, my daughter's like a young mother, okay? She's like these girls aren't eating, okay? They should not be should be drinking, they should be eating, okay? Hey mom, what's the FedEx account, okay? Did you hear that story?
The FedEx account, yes. Oh, tell.
this is hilarious. In case anyone didn't hear the latest Avery Singer gossip, she she was caught by someone who was in the FedEx store because Avery was trying to use FedEx, like, personal movers, and she kept on – she had these boxes of – she brought in all these, like, stuff because she was moving, and she was trying to FedEx it, but she was treating them like they were movers. Like, she, like, was putting it in the lobby and was just like, here they are. You can package it up or something like that.
Yeah, and stuff from her car. And they're like, we're not your moving company. Oh, gosh.
And she started to yell at them, apparently.
Yeah, and then there was a statement out from Avery's reps, which is obviously just Avery, you know, like, that was misunderstood. How is that misunderstood, Avery? Jeez. So, Luann, Luann's like, well, she's cute, you know. Sonia. Let's talk about Sonia. She's like, whoa, did you see, you know, where she was dancing? I don't even want to talk about Leah because it was too embarrassing, okay? She's like, yeah, but Sonia broke the glass on that tray. I mean, she just stomped on it and broke it. She's like, yeah, she hurt herself. You know what? That glass could have hurt somebody in the eye.
What if Catherine McPhee were there, okay? It would have been like McPhee with glass in her eye, okay? Well, you know, it reminds me of a new little ditty that I'm including in my act. It goes, walking on, broken. Line.
I don't want to talk about it, guy. So the man's like, yeah, that Sonia is becoming a real liability. And Ramona says, oh, I love her so much, you know, but this is reminding me of Miami when she fell down so bad. And then they show her, you know, the infamous clip of Bethany being like, go to bed, you're going to go to bed now. She's like, I'm going to get you, Bethany, and just face plants.
When she falls on the floor from a seated position, yes. So then Luann's like, well, you know, I can't help someone that doesn't want to help themselves. I mean, you can lead a horse to a nail salon, but from there, what else can you do?
Oh, the hypocrites on this cast just crack me up. I just love, we're always going to remember Luann's sober season because remember when, I think she was with Dorinda and they were going to go to that church, but they stopped at Luann's apartment first. And Luann's like, oh yeah, you know, it's very difficult being sober. And they open up her fridge and it's just all bottles of rosé.
Now, I'm just saving these for Sonia. She apparently got a case of Coca-Cola in, so. Luann's like, she's like, well, what happened with Leah last night? Am I right? And she's like, you know what? I don't even want to discuss Leah, okay? I don't even want to. I mean, she was an embarrassment, okay? And we're saying that, and Marion Beanstalk was there in her craziest outfit, and Leah was still the most embarrassing person there, okay? Sorry, I don't want to talk to her. I have nothing to say. I don't even want to look her in the eye, which may have glass in it, okay? I don't even look. I'm disgusted. gotten.
Yeah. It's like, well, she's coming here today, so I guess there, you've been warned. It's like, well, you know what? I don't want to talk about it because I have nothing to say to her. I'm so disgusted. She's like, well, what does she do, Ramona? She goes, I don't even want to say it, Luann. That's how disgusted I am, Luann.
Disgusted.
So I'm wondering, what did she do? Like, did something happen that we didn't see on camera? Like, what is this? She makes it sound like, oh, my God, I can't even talk about what she
did.
She
was pretty. She was pretty. She was pretty. It was very offensive. So then we go back over to the car, and Leah's also saying that she's disgusted. And she's like, who invites someone to a party and then gets angry when they're dancing? I mean, is this like John Lithgow or something like that? Like, what's the deal? And Dorinda's like, yeah, I got a piece of glass in my foot. I can't even get it out. I gotta go Dr. Sober later. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Dorinda has like a kangaroo pouch for a foot. Like, she's just walking around picking shit up off the floor. And Leah's like, you know, I'm the one who's in trouble, and I was just doing what everyone else was doing. So I just think Ramona is filled with shame, because, like, why else would she be trying to make me feel shame?
Yeah, well, you know why? Because Ramona is threatened by Leah, because you own the one thing that she can't have. Youth. And also 2% milk. We don't want to be around her. Okay, get her to the toilet when that happens. Am I right, everyone?
You've got youth, which was part of Young and Thin. Oh, fucking. Listen, I don't know if it's all jealousy. I'm jealous of Leah, and I don't hate her. I mean, who doesn't? Who's not jealous of young, thin people with their own company? I mean, is that bad? Maybe am I healed because I can admit that I'm jealous? Okay. I'm jealous that somebody can dress like a fever blister and look good. Okay. I'm jealous. There, I said it.
Fever blister. Well, I mean, it's like blatantly obvious, right, that basically Leah is acting out her relationship with her mother, with Ramona. Like, Ramona's just like a surrogate at this point. Whoa, surrogate. Yes. And Ramona's doing the same with Leah. And so to me, it's funny that they're so mad at each other when they're clearly just like channeling their family issues through each other instead.
Yeah. You know?
It's great. Love it. Yeah. McPhee.
So McPhee. So then Luann at the society is like giving hugs and, oh, you've got a food set up here. What? That reminds me of dinner theater. That's me. Just kidding. So then Ramona's talking to this girl, Christina, who's one of the people who came to get a spa day. And she's like, so, Christina, okay, how long have you, I don't know the words for how I'm supposed to say, okay, how long were you, brr, clink. Oh, let me out. How do we say it? How do we say that?
What's that movie with, you know, remember that show that was like that guy with the map on his back and his brother who loved very much was inside that place that you were in with the bars? It didn't star McPhee, but it starred someone else, okay? That. How long were you in that show?
So I don't want to say it. She's like, prison. I've been out of prison for about for like 3 years. And she's like, oh my god, how long were you in that place? Let me go. You have the right to put your hands up and not say anything, because anything you say, Leah will probably try and hump with her vagina. Okay, that's what I'm trying to say. She's like, oh, I was in prison. Prison? You still trying to say prison? I was there for 38 months. Okay, I was incarcerated when I was 17. She's like, whoa, how bad did you ruin your friend's birthday party to have to go to that place for so long? I just can't even talk about it.
I mean, you were 17. You were like a baby. You were like Avery if Avery didn't have all the privilege in the world in my FedEx account. Whoa, it's crazy.
And she goes, yeah, I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And Luann's like, tell me about it, huh, sister?
Luann, you were wasted at a hotel. That is not the wrong place at the wrong time. Okay, you were not like witness to a drive-by from the mob.
You were literally in the wrong place in any time.
You
were just in the wrong place, stupid.
Excuse me, I was staying at Barbara's house and she had a cat. Talk about wrong time, wrong place, okay? And then it was just downhill from there.
Oh. So Sonia comes in and she's like, what is this? What's going on? You know, which is just how Sonia enters, I think, really anywhere in her life. Where am I? What's going on? Who is this? Hello? Hello?
Where can I redeem my Caldors card? Hmm. So then Ramona is like tearing up. She's got like fake tears because she's like, look, I'm talking to a poor person and I want to show that I have empathy for people who are poor. So look, I'm crying. I'm crying that I could have been poor. I could have been poor. Whoa.
And then Dorinda and Leah come, and Ramona's just not going to talk to Leah. She's like, "You what? I'm just the kind of person, if something upsets me, I'm just going to shut it down because I don't know how to deal with that. So I just pretend it never happened." I was like, yeah, Ramona, that's you. Non-confrontational Ramona over there. Ramona just hates confrontation, guys.
What a wallflower she is, always. And Sonia sees Luann, and she sees Luann, and Luann's like my bangs. And Sonia goes, no. Oh, really? Because she loves them, Sonia Rito. You're out of the show. You're out of the show.
You're worthless.
You're worthless. A real star appreciates bangs when she sees them. Like McPhee, whoever that is.
By the way, you know the glass tray you stomped on? I got glass in my foot. I can't find it, but it's in there, everybody.
And she takes off her glass, and she's showing everybody her foot. And Lou goes, oh, no, glass. And Ramona's like, I told you, could have gotten somebody's foot. Okay, Sonia, could have gotten somebody's foot.
Could have gone up someone's nose, okay? Could have gotten someone's elbow, okay? What if it gotten to someone's shoulder, okay? It's unsafe at any speed.
And Sonia's like, no, I don't really remember that. Sorry. This is all in everybody's head.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, you know what, Sonia, you could have been all cut up. You could have been shattered. It could have been everywhere. I was surprised Sonia was like, oh, yeah, that must explain all these scars here today.
Yeah. Is that why my face comes off now? You could have blinded somebody, okay? And the ladies all go into the salon, and Luann's like, ladies, look, all these people are here for you. So they go in to start getting their treatments, and they're really cute. The redheaded lady, the guy's like, so what are we going to do here? And she goes, well, this is a wig. And he's like, I know, honey.
It was some awkwardness. So then Leah and Luann are talking, because Leah is just so mad, you know, and she's like, you know what? I am so disturbed and disgusted by Ramona. That's the word of the day. Disgusted, right? And Luann's like, well, I tried to bring it up, but then I had all these terrible memories of when I was in shackles, working on the side of the highway, paving things and picking up litter. Oh, it was awful. It was awful. What were you saying?
She's like, yeah, listen, Leah, I know. I tried to bring it up with Ramona. Like, why would you single out the hot young one? You know, what did you do? And Leah's like, I don't even know. I mean, she's here acting like she's, you know, she's, I'm sorry. He would treat them all like shit. I don't know. She's like,
Look at the way she's acting right now. She would normally treat all these women like shit.
Oh, that's what it is.
And she's right. That's the best part about it, is that Ramona's trying to be like this sympathetic soul. Have you ever heard of ceviche? Whoa. Do they have that ceviche in that place you were in with the boss? No? Okay.
Yeah, she's like, she would treat them like shit in real life. Now she's acting nice to them. I mean, I can honestly barely look at her without throwing up. I love this show because they're all so adamant that they never did anything wrong. You know?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I think Ramona's being a total asshole. I'm total Team Leah on this, but let's not pretend that you don't know why Ramona's annoyed. I think Ramona's really annoyed, not by the... I think she's letting everybody else off and not Leah, because Leah's the one who screamed at her, you're a psycho! And was screaming at her in the party. And I think that's the only reason she's really...
Well, also, Leah's new, and I think Ramona is very much into this whole thing of, like, I've been on this show for 10 years, I'm wealthy, I'm inviting you into my circle, and I don't think she holds Sonia to that standard, because she and Sonia came up together. And also, again, like, Leah is, like, substitute Avery, and Ramona is substitute Bonnie, so they're just going to clash forever, and then they'll probably make up and hug and cry in the pool. I mean, if we've learned anything... Mexico is for Ramona to get a pool noodle and cry her heart out and apologize. So I'm looking forward to that moment.
Yeah. So Sonia and Ramona are talking now. Sonia's like, well, what happened? She's like, someone's eye, okay? Someone's eye could have made him blind, okay? And Sonia's like, well, I don't remember being the only one dancing on the table. So I think everybody was dancing on the table, weren't they? Were they?
Maybe, but you're the one dancing on a mirrored tray, right? Sonia. Yeah. I think when you get to your age, you sort of know what materials are really good for flamenco dancing, and that's not one of them.
Yeah, so Leah's going to go talk to Ramona. She's like, I'm going to talk to this bitch. And then, meanwhile, Dorinda's trying on wigs with the salon guy. She's like, do you think I look good as a brunette? Let me try this on. Do I look good? And he goes, no, you're not a brunette.
Yeah. Oh, hold on 1 second. I got one of your scissors stuck in my foot. I'm going to have to go back to Sobel.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Higher than high-res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't. Touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible, edible Matthew Sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's Ferelio, it's Lindsay Ferelio.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
So then Ramona's like, so now Ramona's crying. She's like, you know what? I don't want it with, like, you have like a little bit too much to drink, and then you end up in a situation where you wind up in that building with the bars and the lights and the barbed wire that they were all in. I don't want you to have bologna sandwiches thrown at your face, Sonia, okay?
Go straight to that place. Do not collect $100. What the place, guy? And Sonia's like, well, you know, that could happen. Then I would end up in the wrong hotel room, like Lou. She's like, yeah. Okay, you know what? We have to learn how to control this. So Leah comes in to talk, and Ramona just like does that thing where her eyes get really big, and she's just like focusing really hard on Sonia and just keeps talking. But it looks like she's not even talking. She's just moving her mouth to talk like she's, you know, in the background of a musical. I'm like, watermelon peppercorn, guy. Watermelon peppercorn.
Sorry, Leah. I'm not supposed to talk with the talent, okay? I'm just background. So then Leah's like, you know what? This is all an act. This is bullshit. And then we see a flashback of because she's basically saying how, like, Ramona sucks. And we see a flashback. I don't think we saw this originally of Ramona back in Newport when she was, like, they're all sitting at a table. And she's like, you know what? This group, we all have the best daughters, okay? My daughter, Luann's daughter, Sonia's daughter, Dorinda's daughter. That waiter looks like he has a daughter. That's probably pretty nice. That woman, she's the daughter of someone else, and she looks like a great person. You know, that cat over there. Look, it has three daughters next to it. All of them are great daughters. Am I missing anyone? Huh?
No? Oh, Elise. I'll even include Elise on this one, okay? Elise's daughter. And Leah's like, what about my daughter? Or Tinsley's like, well, she has a daughter too. She's like, yeah, what about my daughter? She's like, I don't know your daughter.
She has to pass a Ramona test before she can be included in just like a generic toast.
Yeah. So Leah's like, in the past, I've let things go with Ramona, but being ignored and acting like you're invisible is like the worst thing you can do to someone.
So we go back, and Sonia's telling Ramona the reason why she got so crazy is because she's like, you know, my friend's mother died yesterday, but I still came. And then Leah just leans in and goes, but this is all because Ramona is a terrible person. Everyone knows it. Ramona is a terrible
She's a bitch. She's a phony. She doesn't support women. And Ramona just keeps talking. She's like, was your friend's mother killed by flying glass? Because that could happen, you know, to go through.
And you're one of her best friends, and she treats you like shit. She is an awful person.
Watermelon peppercorn. Like, she refuses to look up and acknowledge Leah. And she's like, you phony, I'm leaving. So Sonia's like, well, Ramona, right now you weren't being a phony. I mean, you were being very real with me. So I don't know. So Leah storms off to the elevator and Dorinda follows her.
Yes. Exactly. And can we do like a point counterpoint? You know, I know you. I feel like you get annoyed when I do this because I inevitably do this every single year. But let's contrast this little scene of Leah just saying Ramona is terrible. She's a bitch to everyone. She's terrible to her friends, and everyone knows it. Let's contrast that to Beverly Hills. Are you sure you want to hear this, Denise? It's really bad. It's really bad. It's really bad. I don't know if I can say it. You say it. You say it. No, you say it. I mean, it's like, I know, two different shows, but such a contrast in styles.
Yeah. So Leah's like, I'm out of here. So she runs, and Dorinda follows her, and Luann follows her. She's like, listen, honey, don't worry. And she's like, I do not want to do this here with these women. I'm not going to do that. And so Sonia's like, Leah, why are you so upset? Did Ramona say something to you? And she's like, she's rude. She's nasty. Goddamn ass. So she's furious. So Ramona just goes in and watches a lady get her hair dyed, and Leah's just going off, you know, in the elevator, like, telling me I cheapened this group. How dare you?
Yeah. And so Sonia, elevate this shit.
Sonia's just laughing at Leah, you know.
And Ramona is trying to interface with the women again at the from the society house, whatever it's called, Fortune Society. She's like, you know what? You have beautiful skin, okay? And I know this because I'm Ageless by Ramona, okay? It helps your skin, but I don't know how much better your skin can get, okay? I'm a maven with skin.
And Sonia's just left in the lobby alone with the food, and she's like, now I can stuff my face. And she just starts eating, and she tells us, there could be a whole slew of reasons Ramona's upset with Leah, but do I think it's correct to ostracize someone? No, especially tuna sandwiches. So I'm going to get back to this now. And she's like stuffing her face, and she goes, oh, this is smoked. I don't like smoked.
Who put the platter of sandwiches at my event? Who? These are not allowed here.
So then Dorinda and Ramona are talking, and she's like, all right, well, I got to go see Zach DeSobo for the glass in my foot. She goes, yeah, the glass in your foot. Nuts. She's like, and you need to talk to Leah, Ramona, right? You got to, Ramona. She's like, I can't say anything to Leah. I'm so upset. I just can't say anything.
I'm disgusted. So disgusted. About what? I can't even really articulate because I'm not really even sure yet what I'm disgusted about, but I'm disgusted, okay?
No. And Ramona's so then, doing that like defensive phone usage where she's just like, I can't talk. And she's flicking really big, so you know she's not really even doing anything.
So they basically leave. And we see some like before and afters of the makeovers, which is really sweet. It was a really nice event, actually. So then after the makeovers are done, we go over to Century 21, where Sonia is there because, you know, her line, her line has made it to Century 21 at long last. It really is happening. And she's like, God, I didn't even think we had enough clothes for the space. I mean, honestly, I didn't even think we had enough fabric for one dress. I mean, really what we had was a sketch, a pencil sketch. I just can't even believe I'm here. This is amazing.
Yeah. And Dorinda's like, wow, this is so amazing. Look at this. And she's wearing like a green fur vest thing. She looks crazy. She looks like everybody's like crazy traveling auntie.
Yeah, she's like from a traveling like troubadour. She's like a Renaissance fair, or like she's like, hi, I'm here to perform some of Romania's greatest hits.
I know. She looks like a member of like the cast of what is that show? I'm Uhtred. My father is Uhtred, my son is Uhtred, the Last Kingdom. Okay, sorry everybody. I got lost there in my Uhtred. God, I love Uhtred. He's so fine. Uhtred.
I don't know anything
it's
that you're
Netflix
discussing.
Show
but
called
it's like
Last Kingdom. It's one of those shows I'm shocked that I watch, but I love it. And it's this really hot guy named Uhtred. I am Uhtred. That's how the show starts every week. I am Uhtred. Son of Uhtred, father of Uhtred, man of the world, whatever he says. Okay.
This is the other one, the other Uhtred, and the other Uhtred.
Yes, it's like the Yolanda Foster of straight guys.
Is it a reality show or is it like a scripted?
No, it's a scripted show.
Oh.
semi-historical.
Guys.
Sorry, I got
so
lost because Uhtred is like literally so hot. Every time I even say the word Uhtred, I'm like, where am I? What am I talking about right now?
All
right,
I'm going to look him up. I want to see Uhtred.
It's
Last
good.
Kingdom.
Oh my God, everybody. Everybody, take a break right now. Fast forward Uhtred. 30 seconds if you're not into this.
We're
take
looking
a moment.
Up Uhtred. Oh, Uhtred. Uhtred.
Uhtred.
Wow.
U-T-R-I-D. Uhtred. Oh,
he has,
my
you know, he
Jesus.
Sort of looks like, he looks like Angelina Jolie put through one of those things. It's like, what would happen if Angelina Jolie were a man, you know?
Yeah, he does. And he's like kind of a terrible actor. Oh, yeah. I love him. Okay, the
he's
point
got
is,
very
Dorinda
prominent
Serenifer
sword.
Best.
I did not realize it was a like a sword show, you know? That's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Uhtred.
Yeah, it's very manly. I feel very manly when I get a boner watching that show.
Is
that weird?
The point is this, Dorinda looked like she should have had a tambourine in her hand.
Yes, or a spear, like she just killed a Muppet and she's wearing it. Yeah,
she's like, this is what I do. I throw a spear and I go with my tambourine to celebrate.
I think I'm blushing. I totally got, I just got Uhtred-ed right now.
Get Uhtred-ed? Okay, so she's like this. So Dorinda's like so sweet. She's like, oh my God, this is amazing. I got goosebumps. I called this goosebump is called Uhtred, and this one's called Uhtred, and that's another Uhtred. I got the Uhtreds on my arms.
Get it? I'm gonna check out of this whole show. And Dorinda's like,
oh,
you're
really having an Uhtred.
I love Uhtred. Oh my God.
You know what, Ronnie? You keep saying Uhtred. I think you're thinking of the word McPhee. McPhee makes more sense.
You know what? Someday's a little engine that could. I think I can crash on a track, get them in his foot with glass. Can you work now? I think just go with the trains up the track now. Let's go. The train just ran into a village and started it on. Oh, the train's coming back. The train's rolling. The train's on the freeway. The train's flying.
Hey. I was actually just like listening to the journey of the train. I was like, I wonder where it's gonna go. I love it. And the fact that it like flew off at the end.
I went to the Polar Express.
So Ramona shows up. She's like, whoa, oh my God, front and center, like McPhee on stage, front and center. Wow, it's so great being here. It's Century 21. It reminds me of my birthday, which is like the birthday party of the century, okay?
My birthday party of the century. 21, guy.
I'm 21, guys.
Yo,
birthday
what?
Party of the century.
I walked in, and the first thing I saw is your perfume. And they're like, the perfume? It's like, no, perfume. And suddenly he goes, you should Google that. Okay, Google it.
Yeah, Google that. So they're going to they're just talking about the cast trip and everything, and Dorinda's asking Ramona how she's going to handle Leah and everything, and she's like, yeah, you are really hard on Leah. I mean, you still don't really even know what you're mad about, huh? She's like, you know what, I'm not going to talk to Leah, okay? I'm not going to ruin the vacation. I'll be civil. I'm going to be a lady, okay? And I wish she could be more of a lady, but she is who she is, okay? A non-lady Uhtred type person, okay?
Yeah, you know what? Once again, Ramona's just gonna avoid. You know, Ramona's a thing from the dark. In the dark, she's fine. But you shine a light on it, she's scared. Like, what are all these Dorinda-isms? Because yeah, right before this, we even skipped one where she's like, this is where she pulls the cat out of a bag. This is the rabbit out of a hat. Trains!
The point is this. Never feed Ramona after midnight, and don't get her wet.
Ramona does kind of have gremlin. Well, gremlins, I don't know. Maybe not gremlin.
She is 100%, because there are times where you're like, oh, Ramona, and then she gets light on her and eats late and gets wet, and next thing you know, she's like a monster in a little Corvette scooting around and has to be killed.
Swinging from a fan, yeah. Who are you to get me wet?
Who are you to get me wet? That's against the rules of my people. Okay, look at me. Look. Now I've spawned. There was Avery. You got me wet.
And then how did they kill the gremlins? I forget. Water, right?
Well,
don't they die with water?
Yeah, there's some whole thing where they're all in like that store. I just watched Gremlins again like a year and a half ago, and they're all in like that big toy store, and there's like a fountain. No, they accidentally get into the fountain, and they take over, and... No, it wouldn't be water, because
water
makes water
turns
spawn.
Water turns them into gremlins.
I think did they all get burned down? I don't remember. I actually don't love gremlins.
I remember the gremlin in the blender. I remember that one.
Gremlin, and of course there's Spike, who kind of Spike actually reminds me of Dorinda a little bit. I kind of feel like Dorinda would have that hair. Like when she's older, she might be one of those like
She's close to it.
She's getting a little bit like Spike, but yeah. I think that Ramona is truly
right
the...
now. She's still in Heat Miser territory, but yeah, she is going towards Spike.
Ramona's definitely the Gremlin in the convertible with the lipstick.
Yeah. Okay, so Dorinda leaves, and Sonya and Ramona are talking again. And Sonya's like, well, you know, about Leah, I know that you said in Newport that if she ever acts like that again... She's like, you know what? You know what, Sonya? You know what? I found out that Leah is bipolar, okay? And that means she's not supposed to be drinking, okay? Because I know people who are bipolar, and the good thing is you can, like, ask bipolar people. You can ask each pole to send $100 for a purse, and then you get a better purse, okay? But you should not mix alcohol with medicines for either of your poles, okay? It's very irresponsible. Yeah.
Bipolar people can't be around a compass, okay? Because they make the compass spin around in circles, okay? They got two poles. It's very confusing. And magnets go all over the place. It's very scary. You can't drink. It's a dangerous situation. What if a magnet gets in someone's eye, okay?
I mean, what are you going to be, that? Santa Claus or Sarah Palin, okay? Make up your mind.
Whoa. She got on the train. She's getting on. She's a bipolar express. She can take two different trains to the North Pole or the South Pole, okay? That's just what she has. You can't be drunk if you're driving those trains. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Kai. So Sonya is like, why is Ramona telling me this? And where is she getting this information? I do not want to get involved. And Ramona's like, yeah? Well, she threw torches? I forgave her. She acted crazy in Newport? I forgave her. And now it's my birthday party? You know what? Three strikes, you're bipolar. Okay? That's it.
I love that this show allows for a situation where someone says something like, you know what? She trashed my home with torches. And I forgave her.
And that's like the most innocent part of all of it. You know? That's the number one.
Like, strike one. You threw torches and fire around at my house. And I forgave you. Like, what? Three times you're tripolar, okay? So now, the reason why Ramona goes to go after
someone's mental illness in a fight. I mean, just so fucking disgusting. Like, we love to laugh at this show, but God, don't ever let us laughing make you think that we don't know that Ramona Singer is a disgusting fucking human being. I mean, that is just terrible, Ramona. Shame on you.
Lisa Rinna is so jealous. She says Munchausen once on a season 4 years ago and is still paying for it. And Ramona could be like, she's bipolar, which means she's crazy and is going to be in that place with McPhee. And she's just, that's like, next scene. But Ramona, the reason why Ramona said this, dropped this bomb, which I love is like on New York, it's like not even a bomb. It's just like, oh, another thing that happened is because she's like, well, you know, this Leah girl, she writes like a blog, which we all know is a block that sits on a frog, okay?
Stupid. I was wondering where you were going to go with that.
I was wondering, too. I was like, quick, come up with two words. And so, anyway, a blog is a block that sits on a frog. She wrote on that block that she's bipolar. And, like, you know what? My girlfriend's read it. And I'm like, aha, that explains it all. I'm like...
Because Ramona, she goes, yeah, you know what? My girlfriends, they go on the internet, and I don't go on the internet because I don't have time, okay? But my girlfriends do, and they saw a blog. Like, Ramona, you're on the internet all day long. What do you think fucking Snapchat and Instagram are? You dope.
Saw a blog.
She's like, looks down on her friends for having the time to go on the internet.
So now it's time to start packing for the big trip. So Ramona's packing. She's like, Avery, get this to FedEx. We're going to Mexico, okay? Look, so many cute one pieces. I don't know. I want to wear them all, okay?
And then Luann just trying on giant hats, chiquitas. So everyone packs. They fly to Newark, and we get to Cancun. Or they fly out of Newark, I guess. I don't know where they fly out of. Why am I saying that? They go to
Cancun. We've made it. We're here in Mexico. You're in Newark. Well, it's a different country. I can already tell. Look at that hair. No, you're still in America. Well...
Then why can I get a burrito? Riddle me that.
Answer me that. So, yes, now they're off. They arrive in Cancun, and Leah and Ramona are still ignoring each other in the baggage claim. And Leah's like, Well, we're still not like talking, but it's kind of hard to ignore her leggings and heels, to be honest.
And then we hear vibrating. Like, there's vibrating. Someone's suitcase is vibrating, and they're trying to figure out which one it is. And Sonya's like, "Whoa, that sounds like a big one." And Lee's like, "Oh my god, Luann, is that yours?" And it is Luann's. Her suitcase is vibrating, and the luggage guy's cracking up. And Luann goes, "Oh, you know what that thing is? It's the thing to mix the juice." And Dorinda says, "Yeah, yeah, I don't know about that. It might be the thing to mix all the juice. All the juice."
Could I have some assistance peeling Sonorita off my luggage? Okay, please stop straddling my luggage, Sonorita.
Why are you calling my luggage Uhtred, Sonorita? Get off!
Yeah, it's my juicer that normally has to be plugged into a wall to work, but I guess somehow with that Mexican magic just turns it on.
So they take a van over to the place, and it's gorgeous.
They have some amazing locations on this. I mean, I loved their Miami house last year, but this is amazing.
This is so nice. And Ramona's thrilled, you know, because Ramona loves a good vacation, and she especially loves a lot of people to do things for her. Okay.
She loves that. So they show up. She's like, "Whoa, Dorindy. Whoa, this is crazy. Yeah, I like that, Dorindy." So they show up, and there's like towels with their names on them. And then there's like a mariachi band. And, you know, Ramona's like, "Oh my God, this is crazy. Look, Luann, look, there are all these people from your event. They're back here and they're playing instruments for us. Wow, that's crazy."
Yeah, and the you know that they're ready for just tourists. Like, this is like the tourist, even though it's gorgeous and everything, this is like the tourist trap spot mansion or whatever, because the mariachi band is playing.
They know my music.
Yeah, which is basically like the Don't Stop Believin' of that.
Don't stop mariachin'. I just got a vibrating suitcase.
Yeah, they're like playing the most popular karaoke song.
So they walk in. So Ramona walks into the foyer, and there's like a line of like the staff has all lined up, and there's someone there, and she goes, "Oh my God, how many helpers do we have here? It's like servants galore." It's like, finally, and now we've said it. And now we've said,
"Oh my God, Ramona, cringe!"
Could you? I mean, it's just the most.
I'm mortified. I'm mortified even watching it. Oh my God!
We don't deserve this entertainment. We don't deserve it. It is like both so awful and problematic, and yet like just the funniest shit you've ever seen.
She's like, "I have to check out the house immediately. You know what? So beautiful. Hey, are you the head servant, Caesar? Is that your name? Love your salad, okay? Listen, finding something steamed, ironed, you're going to do that, Caesar? Are you promising right now, Caesar? You're going to be the one to do it, okay?"
So, Ramona, "Hey, can one of your servants tell me where the pool is? Great, thanks." So she goes out to the pool and was like, "You know what? If this temperature is good, I'm going to go in right now." So she like dips her toe in, and then she like tries to get into the float, and then she falls in. "Oh my God, guess I'm spawning tonight. I touched the water. Okay, you got me wet. Sorry.
So they're all cracking up because she falls in the pool, and the man goes, "Wow, this place, this is the bomb." And Ramona goes, "Wow. Oh, the bomb. Whoa, it's a bomb. I like that. The bomb."
"Oh, that, you know what? That's something that will wind you up in that big building with the gates that you can't get out of because you held a bomb. Am I right?"
"It's thebomb.com, Ramona. Is that on the internet? Okay, I'm too busy for that. Okay.
Well, I just saw a bomb. Okay, it starred McPhee. It was terrible. I don't understand why it didn't do well."
So Ramona and Sonya are talking. And guess what Ramona's talking about? Oh my God.
Why Elise isn't there. I totally agree. Oh no, that's not what they're talking about? Okay.
Yeah, poor Elise. What the hell? Like, let's just erase Elise. It's the erase Elise campaign. What the hell?
I can't believe they didn't want to see Erica.
Some people just can't handle Erica. All right.
I was really looking forward to going down there and sitting on people's laps and being like, "Hey, I'm Erica."
So Ramona's go ahead.
I'm sorry, Ronnie. Can we give a little shout out to an Instagram account called, I believe, Roni Musicals? This guy, he writes little musicals and he has his friends sing them. And he has a song dedicated to Elise that's like about, like Elise saying like, I'm gonna be Erica tonight, and it is so funny. So everyone go check out that Instagram account.
How funny. I'll check that out. That hilarious. Sounds hilarious. Yeah. You know, I love a good musical over here.
And also Vicky Judice, who that's another Instagram
that's
account.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a really good one.
All they do is put perms on the Housewives. That's all it is. And it's just the best thing ever.
So Ramona is going off about, what else, Leah? She's like, you know what? Since we're sitting here, I'm just going to say it, okay? I'm just going to say it. I was very upset and I was very hurt how Leah acted in my party. And I said to her specifically, listen, I'm having a birthday party and I would like you to come, but you have to act mature, okay? It's my party! And she's like throwing this huge fit over there. And Sonya's like, well, now that she says it like that, I totally get what Ramona means.
Yeah. Ramona's like, you know, I'm hurt. And Sonya's like, that's right. You're not mad. You're not judgmental. You're hurt. You're hurt. Now, why were you hurt again? I still am not following that part. So did you step on my glass?
In the kitchen, for some more awkwardness, Luann's like, oblong glass, big boy. And he's like, yes, you speak very wonderful Spanish. She goes, my Spanish is trash, all right? I know it. You know it.
He's like, well, do you know how to ask for a beer?
Queso!
No, beer. Oh, yes, of course. Of course. Salsa. Pico de gallo. Yes, I'll have a pico de gallo. I'm allowed to these days.
I guess guacamole is international, am I right? That's a freebie. That's a freebie.
Anyway, I'll have a sombrero, please. On the rocks.
So then back outside, Ramona's like, she lifted up her skirt. And Sonya says, no, she said she didn't. She's like, I had to pull it down. I had to pull it down in front of my 50 closest girlfriends.
In front of Arlene, okay? This is a celebration of me, not her body, okay? I had to run over to her and pull down her dress. Yeah. And then we see it, and all it was like Leah was dancing, and her dress just like rode up because her arms were up. And so it wasn't like she was not doing what Ramona was, being like literally taking off her dress at the cabaret. She just like her dress rode up, and so Ramona just like pulled it down, like literally not a big deal.
Yeah. So she's like, you know what? Here she wants to get naked, run around, start that little thatch over there on fire with a torch. Go for it.
But not at my party where she only knew like 5 people, okay? She should have been her best behavior, okay? Arlene was there, okay? I'm sorry. 50 of my closest girlfriends. What if McPhee were there? What if McPhee?
And then Sonya, this is rich. She's like, well, I get what Ramona is saying. Because when you go through events like this, you really have to reel it in. You know, until you get to know people better. I'm like, Sonya, you're the one who sent somebody to the hospital to get glass removed from their foot, you trash box.
I know. Dr. Sobel has a house in the Hamptons because of you.
Yeah. You can't just throw up your dress and, you know, throw up your show up your hoo-ha. Unless you're Sonya Morgan, that is.
I'm glad you threw that one in there because she's about to get clocked by America. So now they're all sitting down to eat lunch, and Sonya goes, oh, are they selling their welcome drinks? Which is always a bad sign, you know.
Sonya's already shit-faced, by the way. She's already drunk. She goes, what kind of alcohol was in that? And he's like, tequila. She's like, no, just some rosé now, just some rosé. How is rosé just water on this show?
I know. Could you top me off? I was having a glass of empanada. Empanada, yes. Is that how you say it?
And Sonya's like, Ramona, look at you, Ramona. Why don't you even have a camel toe or anything? I don't even see anything on your vagina. You don't even have a camel toe or anything. That's not fair. I have the chubbiest pussy ever, Ramona.
And Leah goes, oh, imagine if I said it. I mean, like, I literally can't think of a more vulgar term. I mean, I've never even said chubby pussy before in my life, ever. I guess I just said it right now. Ew.
And Doreen is like, I don't want anyone to break their neck running back to get a room, so I made a game. It's going to be like a game show, and I've got a buzzer, okay? So I'm going to be presenting, whoever wins gets a monogrammed robe, okay? Question 1, if Sonya Morgan has enjoyed a large meal, what is the first thing she does in the car?
Ooh, 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 ring, ring, ring goes the trolley. I'd like to ring in, please.
Well, Sonya screams out her answer, even though it's about her, and she goes, vomit!
Fuck a bellboy. So Luann goes, farting. And she's like, yeah, you got it. And then Sonya goes, well, sometimes I vomit too. The Sonya Morgan story.
So then, Dorinda, the next question. What is Luann's favorite word? Ding, ding, ding. Cabaret.
You got it. Would you believe it, girls? They know my favorite word. Wow, we got the room. So Luann's like very excited. She and Lee are going off to look for the room. She's like, and she's just like, wow, this is amazing. I get first choice for once. Normally I'm stuck in the basement with all the spiders, or as they say in Spanish, all the maracas. Am I right? They like it, maracas.
So she goes up with Leah, and then the last ones are Sonya and Ramona, who we're going to share anyway. So they all go find their room, and they find the one by the kitchen and the pool. Okay, Sonya! Sure. So then Dorinda and Leah are going to go sit out and talk. And meanwhile, Ramona's, of course, making the staff unpack her.
Yes, of course.
It's Ramona.
So, yeah, classic Ramona. And she's trying to, like, make it seem like she's really cool. She's like, I haven't steamed this. Like, the last time I wore this was actually in London, okay? The guy's like, I really don't care. Just give it to me, and I want to get out of here right now.
So Dorinda is revving up Leah to go get Ramona. You know, she's like, mm-hmm. How do you feel? And Leah says, I'm hurt. And she goes, you know what? I think you heard about bigger things than just a folly. I mean, she's talked to... And Leah, you know, Dorinda's not even sly. Like, on Beverly Hills, they try and do it off camera where they're revving each other up, and then they just let them go on screen. Dorinda just does it right on camera. She's like, here's what you're upset about. I'll make a list for you so you remember what you're upset about, okay?
Also, Dorinda has now told pretty much everyone in the cast that they're upset about something larger than what they're saying. Yes. And yet when anyone even suggests that to Dorinda, you know, you guys shut the fuck up. You be quiet. You're a mean person.
Yeah, you're right. Dorinda has guided every fight this season with, no, you know what you're really upset about?
I think there's something going on with her. Something's going on with her. And yet, God forbid someone says that about Dorinda.
Yeah. So Leah has heard because Sonya called her and told her that Ramona was gossiping about her having bipolar disorder. And so now she's really pissed.
Yeah.
And Dorinda's like, well, when did you tell her about it? I want to know the timeline. She goes, no, I didn't tell her, which means she was doing some digging, which is also really weird. Okay, that is weird, but you wrote, like, national articles. Like, it was written in something, you know.
If you put it on the internet, it's on the internet, so it's not like...
Right.
It's not like she went and broke into your medical records at St. Vincent's or wherever. Right,
but
you know?
It still is. It is gross of Ramona, for sure.
Yeah. So, so Dorinda, and the funny thing is now Dorinda, everyone just keeps projecting all their issues onto each other. So Dorinda has, like, I guess sees something of Hannah in Leah or maybe just herself. And she's like, you know what? Daughter/me, let me tell you something, okay? You are a wonderful girl, and she's got to quit because you're wonderful. And let me look at your foot. Do you have anything in there? Do we have to take you to Dr. Sobel? I can do that for you.
Yeah, and she's like, Ramona has two methods of getting someone. Blatant, just over-the-top narcissism or a smear campaign. And that's what we're seeing now. And Leah tells us her journey, you know, or whatever, that she was diagnosed on her 30th birthday as bipolar and dedicated the last 7 years of her life and, like, got control of it. And she's not even on medication. And so for her to be saying she's mixing medications is gross and... I mean, I don't blame her for being defensive.
I'd be probably pretty upset. You know, it'd be one thing if Leah had a conversation with Ramona and said, I have to be careful with my meds and whatever. But, you know,
it's
just a little tacky of Ramona to say that.
Yeah, Ramona loses this one. And so Ramona's still like, yeah, this one's wrinkled because I wore it in London, so you need to steam it. So, oh, and this is my workout gear. Oh, and I brought skincare for everybody so they can look like me, okay?
And then Leah says what probably should be like her next t-shirt. Don't talk about my vagina and don't talk about my mental health. Just put that on all your t-shirts.
Yeah. So Dorinda she comes to see Ramona and Sonya and see what they're doing. And she's like, Ramona, you gotta talk to Leah. She's like, excuse me, I haven't been shunning Leah. I haven't been giving Leah bad vibes. I haven't been inviting Leah anywhere, which is going to be 50 of my nearest girlfriends. She's probably going to embarrass me, okay?
Yes.
Whatever. She's like, you're avoiding it, Ramona.
And that's when Ramona starts doing that thing where she looks like she's trying to, like, like stop the elevator doors from closing. She's like, you know what? And she puts her hands forward like this. She's like, I'm really good. Okay. So yeah, she's like, you know what? She needs to apologize to me. Okay. I mean, like, you know what? I don't think that Leah goes to these kind of parties. Like she likes to, you know, chuck a few, spread her legs and dance around to do what she does. Fine, but don't do it on my dime, okay? I'm like, did you see Sonia like on that mirror, like literally dancing with like a centerpiece on her head?
And it wasn't even your dime. It was all for free. Larry Scott did it all for free, so shut up.
Yeah, you even said so on camera.
Yeah, and so she's like, she hurt me, and she knows she hurt me. So instead of sending little messengers like Dorinda, and Sonia's drunk now, so she's like, she just has to say, Ramona, I'm sorry. Chubby passé, chubby passé.
Come on, baby, let's do the twist. Chubby pussy, right?
So Leah calls her kid, and she's like, Mom, why are you wearing those giant earrings? Mom, your hair looks bumpy. Mom,
don't wear those. Mom, hold the phone up at a different angle. Mom. So then now we see Ramona. So this is glam. This is Real Housewives of New York glam. This is what counts. They basically have like a local, like a someone who works at the resort, because all these houses are on like a resort. And this woman comes in and with like a curling iron, and Ramona's like, you know what? I don't like the ends curly. I like them straight. It's more of a hip look. But then ultimately, this lady like either didn't understand her, didn't care, or just like, fuck this bitch, calling me a servant. And she, Mona comes out looking like she's from like 1972 with her hair curled.
She's like, you know what? It's different. It's fine. Okay. I didn't even know a bottle of Windex could curl hair. Okay. So I learned something today. Okay, lady.
Now, what is this? What is this cocktail? You said it has arsenic in it. Is that a liqueur?
Yeah. So then Leah and Dorinda, Leah gets a caftan. Dorinda makes her wear this beautiful leopard caftan. And she's like, you know what? I got to support Leah and make her feel confident. I don't want Ramona to be able to criticize what she's wearing. And Ramona's never worn anything like this in her life. And it's like this big Mrs. Furley.
Yeah.
Or Mrs. Roper, rather. Sorry.
It was actually kind of a smart move. She's like, you know what? Like, we're going to, like, basically, if Leah confronts Ramona, Ramona is going to probably try to, like, divert it into, like, well, look at what you're wearing, okay? You can't even wear dress properly here in Mexico. Yeah. So it was smart. And so then we go over to Sonia. We see Sonia lying in bed, and the covers are up to, like, over her chest. But we see that she's basically naked. I'm like, uh-oh. And she, and she's sitting there, and she goes, wait a second. And she, like, looks all nervous. And then she, like, leans forward, and she, like, picks, like, a raisin or something off the bedcloth. And she's like, there we go. She eats it. She's like, okay, good. I was concerned that my M&M got away. And then it's like her turn for her glam. And she just rips the covers off of her. And she's just like buck naked. She goes, blow dry girl coming in.
Ramona's like, Sonia, okay, you know what? I'm used to seeing you naked, but I'm not sure the lady who just curled my hair with the Windex bottle is used to it, okay? And she's like,
I'm from the servants.
She's like, make me the most gorgeous one here, all right? I want to be the star. I'm going to be the star tonight. And she's just completely gone.
Yeah, basically. And Ramona's like putting towels over her. So like over the course of this like glam session, she just sort of progressively has more and more pieces of fabric just sort of like patched on top of her, you know?
Yeah.
And Ramona's like, whoa, I don't know why Sonia's so loopy right now. I mean, I, you know what? I think that Sonia's on medication. Like, this is my new thing. I think everyone's on medication and they're mixing their meds, okay?
Yeah, I wonder if that's what she was doing, like saying Sonia's probably on meds and mixing so that she can say later, what? I thought Sonia was on meds too. It's not that big of a deal, okay? Say that about everyone who's got a problem. So yeah. Dorinda and Leah are still talking, and Dorinda's like, okay, but don't expect an apology because she wants you to apologize. And Leah's like, yeah, I mean, her best friend Maria told the police that I'm showing everyone my vagina. I mean...
I just love Ramona's, like, easily shocked circle of ridiculous women that she keeps around that gossip about this shit. Yeah. It's hilarious. When Arlene is there, Marion Beanstalk, in, like, a stained glass window turned into a dress.
Okay? Yes.
Or a pantsuit. So then Luann comes in to where Sonia's like just like wasted. She's basically like her head is just somehow barely still on her shoulders. And she has like a little glass near her. And Luann's like, what are you drinking? Oh, just coffee. Thank God.
And Dorinda's like, are you sure you don't want to just go to bed? So Luann goes down to play some pool with Leah. And Leah's like,
this is like very D-class A, okay?
She goes, yeah, it's like wrangling cats, am I right? And then upstairs.
Literally, it's like wrangling the cats of cats to say, listen, I need to be in your show. I could bring so much. Memories of being hit in the head with a bologna sandwich with a mustard packet inside it in the Palm Beach jail. Thank you. Thank you.
So then upstairs, Sonia just throws off her dress, you know, throws off the towels or whatever she's got. And Dorinda's like, oh my God, the hypocrisy of Ramona. He's like, whatever she deems okay at the moment goes. Being naked, getting your hair done, ding, it's fine because it's Sonia. Someone's having a drink, ding, they're an alcoholic.
Yeah, it's true. So then Ramona goes downstairs, but she's totally avoiding Leah and Lou, who are still playing pool. And by the way, Luann's steely determination and competitive nature are like all over her face while they're playing this stupid pool game. They're not really paying attention, but you just see Luann that's got had the pool cue, and her face is like, I'm going to get this one in the pocket. I'm going to get it in for all the countesses who've been abused and shackled.
So Ramona is really nervous. I think she knows what's coming, you know. She knows it's like her fight night and she does not want to go up against Leah. So she's just walking all over and she goes in the kitchen. She's like, hello. So, you know what, ceviche guy? Because they've got a guy who's going to make a ceviche bar. And she's like, you know what? So I had ceviche once and they marinated it in the juice of a grapefruit, okay? So who's making the ceviche, okay? Who is it?
Juice of grapefruit. I love that she says juice of grapefruit. Like, it's in Montauk and I had juice of grapefruit, okay?
She's like, so who's making it? And a lady's like, well, there's a station outside. She goes, oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, she's just like trying her best to talk to anyone, even the servants, okay? Ooh. So then they're talking and we find out that Sonia has been spending the whole afternoon drinking Coke with rosé in it, which I've never even heard of.
I've never heard that either. Luann's like, first of all, that's disgusting. And then we see Sonia coming out of her room, and she's dressed, at least, you know, and she's like, she's talking to herself as she walks down the hall, and she goes,
she's got a robe and a hat, and like, yes, a straw hat.
That's why I'm the New York Ranger. I have an unstoppable pussy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She said she was fucking a New York Ranger, and I'm just wondering what guy from that Russian spa has lied to Sonia. Yes, I'm a hockey player, New York Rangers.
Oh, so, I thought my she said house. I am a New York Ranger. I was like, what the hell is Sonia talking about?
No, she said, oh my God, I'm so fuckable. That's why I'm fucking a New York Ranger.
Oh my God. So Dorinda's like, come on, guys. The ceviche's getting warm. Ramona's like, yeah, you know what? It's all about curing the citrus. Because grapefruit marinates it instantaneously. And she's like, you're not the expert, Ramona, all right? No, this guy's the expert, but that's how you do it. It's very simple and delicious. Right, ceviche guy?
Yeah, she has her phone out, and she's not even, that's not even, ceviche doesn't do it. It's not like an instant thing. She's like, okay, everyone, this is something called juice of lemon, okay? And you put it on fish, and whoa, immediately it's cooked, okay? Wow. From zero to cooked in less than 3 seconds. Signing off, it's Ramona Singer.
And Dorinda's cracking out because it's so how Ramona avoids anything. She's just doing this, like, the insane flip on her phone, which means she's not doing anything and pacing back and forth, just obviously terrified.
Or writing lines on her Instagram story.
So she goes up to the guy behind the bar, and she goes, hey, listen, you know what? Do you have wine? What kind of wine do you have? You know what? Do you have a Chastillon? Do you have a Pacuti Pa? You know what? That's what I like, okay? Lots of different fancy wine. Let me see what you have.
Do you have juice of grape? We know that Ramona is really nervous if she is asking for red wine instead of Pinot Grigio. That was shocking to me. I think in 10 years, we've never seen her do that.
Yeah, this year she's not been only drinking Pinot. I guess since her wine company went under, she doesn't have to start with the Pinot Grigio bullshit anymore. So now she drinks like normal thing. I mean, not that that's not normal, but she drinks other
things.
How dare you?
They all gather around. They're finally all ready. And so they all gather around and Sonia's like, hey, handsome. Hey, what's going on? You look like you're one of the New York Islanders want to fuck later. I'll have another Coca-Cola and rosé, please. Anyway, you New Jersey devil, what's going on?
She just takes off her hat and throws it across the room. And Sonya's like, you know what? I can't deal. I've reached my limit. And someone passes Ramona a drink. Or I think Luann. She's like, hey, Ramona, try this. And she goes, oh, you know what? My girlfriend gave me some of this for my birthday. And Sonya goes, good for your girlfriend. I hate her. I hate her.
Oh, God. That was amazing. I hate her. She goes, so then she's like, so, okay, so here's the thing, Ramona. Leah never said anything to you, right? She never said anything, right? You guys haven't talked, right? And Leah's like, I'm literally right here, okay? I'm in old lady captain, okay? I'm ready for this.
Yeah, and she's like, yeah, but she never said anything to you, and you never said anything to her, right? She's like, I've only been kind to Ramona. She's like, can we address the fish in the room? Hey, you better not be making fun of fish again, Ramona. Luann. She's like, no, the fish, no. You know, the ceviche man.
This is road testing some comedy for the excellent new show, Marry, Fuck, Kill, that's about to take over all of a rural county in Wisconsin.
And Sonya tells the guy, she goes, so, you know the thing about me? I haven't had anything to drink tonight. And he goes, no. Okay, so Sonya's like, Leah, say what you're going to say to Ramona in a kind manner. And Leah's like, okay, well, I don't have that much to say. But I'm disappointed that you talk about my depression issues behind my back when I've actually overcome it all. So it's like, you know what? Maybe I'm trying to make excuses for you, for your behavior after you hurt me.
Okay? You know what? Hurt me. I was more hurt than that time I was watching that show called Hashtag Scorpion and McPhee thought she was going to get killed by a terrorist, but they saved her, okay? That's how I felt.
She's like, what behavior? Oh, nothing. You know what? Then? Just forget about it. She goes, no, I want to know. What behavior? Ramona and wait, who says this?
Well, Ramona says, she's like, you know what? Ramona, I don't want to do this. You know, I don't want to talk about this in a group situation, okay? I don't want to talk about it. She goes, well, you've already talked about my vagina to half the Upper East Side. And then they just cut to the guy working there like, oh, God. Yeah. What is happening?
And Sonya goes, Ramona told me you're bipolar and that's why you were acting like that. Oh, God. So Leah's like, you know what? You're talking about my vagina to the Upper East Side, and I don't like it. And Ramona says, well, you know what? I don't have any interest in your body parts. I don't even say that word. Can't even believe you say that word around me, guy.
Yeah, there are two words I don't say. One is for that building that's on Rikers Island. I don't say that word. And the other is for that thing that's downstairs, which is like a lady thing that's on Rikers Island. Okay, I don't say either of those words at all.
Prison vag, prison vag, prison vag.
Stop it. Déclassé.
Her head explodes. And Leah's like, then why are you talking about it? She goes, I'm not talking about it. You're talking about it.
You know what? You hurt me. You hurt me, okay? She's like, how? And she's like, well, you know what? The fact that you don't get it hurts me more, okay? Because I took you in, all right? I took you in, okay? I mean, I don't know how I took you in because Tinsley brought you into this group. And I technically have just been really rude to you this entire time. But you hurt me, okay? And you don't understand. If you don't get it, I'm not going to explain it, okay? I'm sorry.
She's doing
FedEx account.
She's doing that thing where she's trying to cry and make the thing.
I took you in.
So bad. And Leah's like, what are you even talking about? She goes, you're trying to manipulate me like a child because of your past, and I feel bad about your past. She's like, you know what? You threw torches at my house. She goes, that was months ago. She's like, I don't even know what I'm saying. You know what? You're right. I'm crazy.
So
then Ramona tries
to make
it. I'm
about to introduce you to Larry Scott, okay? I'm sorry. I was about to introduce you to the best party planner that's ever been seen in New Jersey and New York.
So Ramona is now trying to make it seem like Leah is calling her crazy so she can get out of this fight of calling Leah crazy, right? So she's like, you know what? You're right. I'm crazy. She goes, what? You're right. I'm crazy. She goes, I'm not saying you're crazy. No, you're right. I'm crazy.
Lovely to know you, okay? Lovely to know you.
Clink.
I'm crazy. Clink. I took you in. I just have too big of a heart, and that makes me crazy. I'm sorry. So then she just like gets up to leave. And Sonya's just like, you know, when you're in this group, You know, you can't do certain things because you're an unknown entity, sort of like that penis that fucked me last. I don't know who it was, but it was great.
No one likes a drunk with no name. Okay, once you know the neighborhood, then you can start, you know, then you can start. And Leah's like, I can do whatever I want. And Dorinda goes, yeah, come, yeah. And Leah's like, trust me, if you saw my pussy, you would remember, because no one saw my pussy that night, and she needs to stop telling people about my pussy.
And Ramona's leaving, and she goes into her room, and she's like, you know what? Talking about vaginas, it's disgusting! And slams the door.
One of my favorite cliffhangers, to be continued, one of my favorite cliffhangers ever. I'm not talking about vaginas. It's disgusting. Dun, dun, dun.
Vaginas on a cliff. The vagina hanging off a cliffhanger. Crazy.
Oh, such a funny episode. So good.
Well, that ends our week here at Watch What Crappens.
Yes, it does.
We will be back Monday with the premiere of Real Housewives of Potomac. If you guys do not watch Potomac, what the hell are you doing? It's one of the best shows on Bravo. Get your ass on and binge it this weekend, okay? This is going to be amazing to watch it on Monday. Very excited. Thank you so much for being here. We will talk to you then, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.